The Mishnah starts off, Borishayna, at the beginning, Kol mi sheroitza litroim es hamizbeach toirim. At the beginning, which any kohen that wanted to do the mitzvah truma tzadeshin, he had a right to do it. Rashi, Borishayna, Kol mi sheroitza litroim. Kol kohen, shayim yoyse beisav, that was part of this beisav, they have the right to do the avodah this week, this day, is roitza litroim adeshin shachris toirim. Flihoya payis ledover. They didn't have to choose which kohen should do the avodah. Mashaken, the other avoiders, there was always a pious, was something they used to choose to know which one did the avoider. Mashaken, at the beginning, this avoider of Trumas Hadeshen, we'll see in the Gemara why, there wasn't a pious. But whoever wanted, any kohen that wanted to do it, would just go and do it. What about of Zman Shem Merubin? Let's say there were a few of them, a few kohanim, wanted to do this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. So they used to have a race. Is Rotzin V'Oilin Ba'Kevesh? They used to like run up the plank of the Mizbeach, and Kol HaKoidim Eschaveiro B'Arbamis Zochem. Whoever would run up there first and win the race would get to the top four Amis first, he would be Zochem. That coin would be allowed to do the Avoida today, he'll do the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the first Avoida they do in the morning, that again they go to the Mizbeach on part of the Esher that's burnt out already, and they take a shovel full off the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's the Mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. So at the beginning, any kohen that wanted, if there'll be a few of them that have a race, to see who would get up first. So Drashim, if a man shem rubim, ha'boyin litrum, if you have a few kohanim that want to do the Trumas Hadeshen, and only one kohen can do it, is zeroim raniterim, zeroim raniterim, zohayim mishpotoi. So what do we do if you have a few of them, that each one said he wants to do this mitzvah, is rotzin v'yerlam ba'kevish, shei shloisha mushtayim arich. It's 32 amas long, so they used to have a race, who could get first to the top, 4 amas. Why punt did they have the race to run up the Mizbeach? Let them have a race, Tom, in the middle of the Azorah should have a race. Put ground to run. Could be one of two things, either because the Trumas Hadeshen was on top of the Mizbeach, it's like the shows who could run to get there first at the place where they're going to do the Avodah. So the race was who could run up the plank first. Or else maybe, Tom, it was a harder run to run upwards. So they want to see if you want to do the mitzvah and want to run there, let's see who could get there first. Do a harder running to run up the plank. What about the Imhoyu Shnayim Shovim? Let's say two of them won the race. Two of them, at the same time, got up to the top of the Dalaramis. What do they do? Is Hamamuna Oimer. Now the Hamamuna says, Hamamuna Oimer, the Sakana Kahanim says to them, Hatzpiyu. Means put out your fingers. And this is, we'll soon see, this is the pious. Umahein Moitzian. What did they put out? Achas Eshtayim. Either one finger or two fingers. So Gemara asks the questions, either one or two. What do you mean one or two? So that we'll see in the Gemara. V'yein moitzien agoidel b'migdash. You're not allowed to put out your thumb. You have to put out your finger, but not the thumb. The thumb you can't stick out. We'll soon see why not. Is it Rashi? V'yem hoyu shneim shovim, v'chnisosun ein echad mien zoichel litrin. Then if two of them ran and one got to the top the same time, then neither of them was zoichel to do the mitzvah. So what do we do now? So Drashi Avo Mayato Kulam Boyin Lahato Gerul. Interesting. Now Rashi says, not only these two Kahanim, but all the Kahanim of the Beis Av come to make a piece now. So you all make a Gerul. Omawa Gerul, what is the Gerul? How do we choose now? Hamamuna La Faisos Oimel Kulam. The Sakan that took care of the Paiso said like this. He used to tell them, Hatzpiyu, Zatrashi, Hoitziyu Espasechem, Kol Echod, Yira Etzpo. Each one to stick out his finger. Now the pshat was, the pious here was, you used to count them. Now you're not allowed to count the person 1, 2, 3, so you count the fingers. So each kohen used to put out his finger, and the skan used to go around counting the fingers. Trashi, can the forest come on? A pirkin. Ma'akifin, they made a circle. V'yemdem v'yagoylem. Bo ha'mamuna, so the mamuna, the skan came. V'noito mitznefes mi'al roish alechud mehen. He took off the hat, the mitznefes from one of these kohanim. From him, from that person that took off his hat, they used to start counting from him. Limnois. Now, umoitzi kol echad b'echad etzpo. Around the circle, all the kohanim would stick out their fingers. Leminyan, to count. B'yavamuna oimer. Kol shaminyan kol aboy hu zoicha. Like, let's say there were 20 kohanim there. So he used to pick a number, let's say like 50. And when he picked number 50, it means he would go around counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and go around and around. And whatever number 50 fell out on, that kohen was zeichah to do it. That's how the pious went. That was the girl. Umaitzim epiv minyan. Oimeya oishishim. He says 160. Harbe yaisim ishoyishom. Hakanim. More than zakanim. He had only 20 kanim, so we took a number like 60 or like 100. Umaschil nimnois mizer shenotom roisham etznefes. Now he took off the hat to Misnefes from one of the Kahanim, so he started to count from that coin, the Saiv of the Holoch, and he went around. Umoina, Vechoiza Chalila at Saif HaMinyan. And it went around and around till he finished counting. Umi Shaminyan Kolaboy, whichever the number ended by that person, who has Zaycha, Vechain Lechola Paisos. That's the way they did all the pious. All the pious was, again, they had all the Kahanim around in a circle, and the Skan picked any one coin and told him, you, take off your hat, and then the Skan stopped, picked the number out of his head, any big number he wanted, and then he started to count from that person, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he counted around and around and around, and whenever the number hundreds came out on, that was the one to be Zeicha. And what did they count? They counted the fingers. Like we'll see in the Gemara, you're not allowed to count the persons, so you have to count the fingers. These were each Kayin had to stick out his finger, and the Skan went around counting the fingers, and he went around 100 times till he got to number 100, and that's the one that won. No, counting fingers, not the person. Trash yachas hashtam gemar parach lo lo monashach either 1 or 2. V'yein moitzin agoda b'migdash. When you have this count, you can't stick out your thumb. Trash b'gemar meforish b'vnei haramoyim. We're afraid of the trickery people. Kishayakriv haminyan lechalos. That when they see the number is going to end, like they see he's up to number 98, and he knows he only goes to 100, and he's number 99. So he lost, because number 100 wins. So now what is he going to do? Number 99 is going to stick out his finger like this, to have two counts. So count number 99 and number 100, and say, oh, that's me. So that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of the guy standing right before the next guy, and he sees the count him. Number 99 is him. And he knows number 100 is the next fellow, so he'll stick out his finger like this. So the thumb, you could spread out very far away from your finger. That's where you're not to spread out your thumb. Any other two fingers, you can't spread away so far. So then they'll catch you, they'll know it's one person. So only like this, you can spread out very far. So they didn't want you to stick out your thumb, because then you shouldn't be able to spread out very far away your thumb from your first finger. So Jurashi said, Ein moitzin agoidu v'migdash bin mormo porosh b'pnei haramoyim. Ki sheyakrev haminyin l'chalois, V'yavit l'miyichle yoyti ze oimid l'fonev shtei etzboiz. Let's put out two fingers. K'dei sheyimne v'shnei b'nei odim. He should count them by two different people. V'yamar haminyin l'chalois boy, and the count will end by him. He'll be number 100. V'yamamuna lo yavin, and the mamuna, the one that's counting, won't realize that. V'fi shodim yochol aharchik agoydu minu etzba. You could spread very far away your thumb from your finger. Harbei v'niraket boyis beit b'nei yodim. And it can look like you're two people like this. So therefore, you never put out your thumb. Any other one you could put out, but not your thumb. Because then the people shouldn't be able to go like this. Weiter. The Gemara Maisa, it happened later on. It once happened to Maisa. Shoyu shneyem shovim. There were two kahanim that were shovim. V'rotzin v'yerlin ba'kevis. And there's two of them wanted to do the Trumas Adeshin. And they both started to run up the kevish. You have a dochaf echod me'emas chaveroi, and one pushed the other one. V'nofel, and he fell off the kevish. V'nishpura ragman, he broke his leg. Now v'chivon shiro bezdin shabon le'sakono. When the bezdin saw that doing this eitzam of letting them have a race, who could run up first the kevish, they came with a sakona. Somebody hurt himself. Is this kino? Now bezdin made a new takona that shlo yeh termin esamizbeach. That this avoida also was only chosen with the pious. You can't some have a race. Now it's totally anybody that wants to, you come in the pious. And they made the same thing. Everybody puts out their fingers, and the Skan went around counting them, and by the number ended off, that's the one that won. Now the Mishnah Arba Payosai Sayusham, that throughout the day of the different avoidas, there were four different like gorillas throughout the day. The Zeha Pious Arishan, this was the first girl. The first thing they chose for was who would be zeicha to do the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin. This was the first pious. So Drashi, Ela b'pious, Zeshe Parashim, like we just learned. Now that the corner was no race, but right away we make a pious. Abba payasa sayashom, dalet pomen bayoim nesofon lapayas. Four times throughout the day, all the kanim of that Beis Av got together, and they made a piyas that they chose which one should be zeichah to do the avodah. So the Gemara, v'amikora my time leitkinu l'rabbon and paisa. How come at the beginning, like the Mishnah starts off, that Rishayna, there wasn't a pais? For Rishayna, at the beginning, the first din was, whoever wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshin could just come and say, I want to do it. And if you have a few people wanting to, then they made a race. How come right away at the beginning, they didn't do this Eitzah of making a pias like they did later on in the other Avoidus? Why was the Trumas Hadeshin different than the other Avoidus? Drashi v'avoidizu, shatrumas Hadeshin mikoro, koidim shira takolim rutsosram, my time lot kinu lapias. Kechol shara voidus to maslisim. The tanina shakol tchilosam the pious hoysam. Like we'll see later on, all the different avoidus they chose you with this type of a pious. So how come the trumas Hadeshin at the beginning wasn't like that? So Gemara says meikor at the beginning. So far the rabbanon thought that kivan de avoidus lailuhi, since this is an avoidah or work that you do when it's still nighttime, even before olas hashachar loichashivalhu. Not so choshev, so the kahanim won't come running and want to do it. For also, and you won't have so many kahanim wanting to do it. So therefore, you don't have to have a piyus. No, you'll be happy if one kohen or two, whoever comes, a few of them, one or two would come. So stam, normally one would come, so let him do it. If you have two or three, let them have a race. But you don't have that many kahanim coming to want that you should have to make a piyus. The kivon the chos lekosui the kosui the yosel de sakona. But later on, the Chum saw that no, people, the Kohanim, were coming. They did want to do the Trumas Hadeshin. And they had to come onto the race. And throughout the race, people hurt themselves. The Melo now, Tkino Lo Paisam. Now the Rabbon already made a Takona to make a Pais, just like the other Avoidas. But I call upon him at the beginning, since this was only an Avoida that you do at nighttime, it wasn't so Choshim, there wasn't such a big line or way to do this Avoida. So Drashi, Kivin, the Avoidas Lailahi. Like we had before, you're allowed to do the Trumas Hadeshin throughout the night, like we had on Yom Kippur by night and did it by Chatzos, by the Regolim that did it even after the first Hashemira. So you see, you're allowed to do it throughout the night. The Kohanim didn't bother them who should do it, and they wouldn't come to fight, so they didn't have to make a pious to satisfy them. But later, when they saw they did come and they pushed one another, then they made a pious. Fred the Gemara. Then you to burn the pieces of meat of the kabonis. The hektere murim. The avoidus lily, it's an avoid that you could do at night time. The shchit and the zrikas adam of the kabonis have to be done by daytime. But the burning of the meat you could do at night time. Utkino la rabbona paisa. And still there's a pias which kain is zeicha to burn the avorim of the pieces of meat. So if you're telling me now anything you do at night time is not kosher, they don't come to run, so how come there was a pias which kind should be zoicha to burn the evorim updorim? There shouldn't be any fight about it. So drashiv uaktaras evorim shu kosher kol alaylo utanan gabi paisois demas nitzin mi male evorim lekevesh o min hakevesh lemizbeach. Who's going to do this? So you see, even for an avoid at night time, most of there was ninyan from the peis. So Gemara says soifa avoided yomamhi. The ninyan of burning the evorim, true, you did it at night time, but it wasn't like an avoid that you first started at night. It was the end of the avoidus of the kabonis. The Moshe, you made the shchita and the zrika at daytime. Now, how do you finish off the avoid of that korban oila? You burn the meat. See, even though you burn it at night, but it's called the end of the avoidus hayoim. That's why it was a choshev avoid. So Rashi, soif avoidus yamamhi, shu gomroi shu korban, shu nishchat payoim. That's the end of the korban that you shechta by daytime. Venizrak domoi, and you made the zrika tadam bayoim. It was a choshev thing in the eyes of the Kohanim. That they should come to fight about it. But since it was a double choshev, that's what had to make a peace. For the Gemara, this is also called the Tchilas Avoida Diyamamihi. So what's the Trumas Hadeshin? No, it's not stam called an Avoida that you do at night time. It should also be called a choshev Avoida. Because the Trumas Hadeshin, this is the first Avoida you do in the daytime. V'atchilas avoided yomamhi. The Yom Reb Yechanon kiddush yodov l'trumas hadeshin. If somebody's mekadosh sins for the trumas hadeshin, is l'mochor tomorrow ain't tzorach l'kadosh. You don't have to be mekadosh your hands a second time. Whereas even if you made the kiddush for the trumas hadeshin before the olas hashachar, when it comes in the morning, Olas HaShachar, you don't have to wash hands over again. Why not? Shekva Kiddush Metchilas Avoida. Because you already mekadesh your hands at the beginning of the Avoida. So the half a minute Rizda means that Trumas HaDeshen, this is the beginning of the Avoida of the Yom. So even though you washed your hands before Olas HaShachar, but since you washed your hands for the purpose of doing the Trumas HaDeshen, that's considered like the beginning of the Avoida Sayyim. So you see, Trumas HaDeshen is called the Choshev Avoida. Have the Gemara know what it means to say is Eimav Shekva Kiddush Mitchila La Avoida. It doesn't mean that the Trumas HaDeshen is the first Avoida of the Yom. No, Trumas HaDeshen is called an Avoida of the Laila. But just means since you were Mekadesh Hands Mitchila at the beginning before you did an Avoida, you don't have to wash your hands again. But not that Trumas HaDeshen is considered the beginning of the Avoida Sayyim. It just means since you washed your hands at the beginning, you don't have to wash it over again. So Drashi, Lamachar ein Sarech Lakadish, im lo yotze min ha-migdash. If the Kohen did not go out of the Migdash, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. V'yafilu l'Rebbe, d'yom ha-Bashchitas Kodshim, linas mu'elas v'chidash adayim v'raglayim, that waiting overnight passels your hands, that you have to wash your hands over again. If somebody came in today to do the Avoida, and he stays in the base of Migdash the whole night, when it comes tomorrow morning, according to Rebbe, you have to wash your hands a second time. Because throughout the night, makes up Solina. But Rebbe is moida the mikrus gever at saffron, that if you wash your hands for the Trumas HaDeshen, which was done by the krus gever, even though you wait now until saffron to the morning, loy postolina, this short time between the krus gever and the saffron, there's no psolina. That's what this din is saying. If you wash your hands by the krus gever, l'tzarech the avoidus of Trumas HaDeshen, you don't have to wash your hands that day. And it says, why? Because metchilas avoida. Alma tchilas avoida korilo. So the half meaning is that the Trumas HaDeshen, this is called the beginning of the avoida. So it's a choshev avoida. So Gemara answers no. Eima say like this. Shekva kiddush metchilo. L'shum avoida. Just means that you were mekadesh hands before already for the purpose of doing an avoida. But not that this avoida has to mean the beginning of the avoida sayoyim. So it's what says that this is only a dichu bi'alma. Like really though, this is the yemes though. Really, Trumas HaDeshen is called the Chashim Avoida. Really, it is a Avoida Sayyim. It is the Tchila Sayyim. So, Ika the Amri, something like this. Ika the Amri, another Svar. Again, the question was, how come at the beginning, by the Trumas HaDeshen, they did not make a peace? They just did. Whoever came has first right. And if they had a few of them, they had a race. How come? So, Ika the Amri, something like this. Meikor at the beginning, Sabar. Kivon dikoy neshino. Since that's very probably most people oversleep, they won't get up so early to do the avoida of Trumas HaDeshen. Loyosu. People won't come, they're going to be sleeping. But this is an avoida you have to start doing by the krus hagevern, so you have to be up before that. So people won't come so fast. But later, kivon the chaz of the yosu, but later they saw that they were coming. So when you had a few people coming, the yetzer was to make a race. But then they saw that with the race, one person pushed the other one off. So they came with a sakana. Is tkinu lo rabbonin paisa. Then the rabbonin said, we'll make a pious already. Even for the Trumas HaDeshen, also there's a pious. Now, how are you zeicha to make the Trumas HaDeshen? With the pious. Freddy Gemara, now again on this man, the Yama. I varei evorim of pedorim. Diik oi neshino o tkinu lo rabbonin paisa. I for the evorim of pedorim also. It's an avoid you do at night time. So also we should say, not too many kanam would come to burn the meats at night, because at night they're all sleeping already. Just like you're telling me now in the early morning for the Trumas HaDeshen, you're not going to have too many people because it's too early to get up. Who would then at night time? It's too late to be up. So my answer is Pashid. Shani migno mi mekum. There's a difference if you didn't go to sleep yet. To stay up a little bit later, that's easier than if you're already sleeping to get up early in the morning. Hey, to get up early in the morning for the Trumas HaDeshen, since you're already sleeping, it's very hard to get up. So you're not going to have too many kanim to get up. Mashenkin at night, for the Avorim of Pedorim, the Pshat is you're still up. You didn't go to sleep yet. So that's not so hard to stay up. So for the burning of the Pedorim and the Avorim, you will have a lot of Kohanim. That's why there right away you had to make a piece. So Drashi, Shani, Migna, Mimekum. Noyach Leliyodim, it's easier for a person, Lenadei Chinu Mienov, to keep himself awake, not to go to sleep. Milelech Lishin, rather than going to sleep. Atsoy Falayla. Miliyos Oymed, Mimitosa, Vihashkoma, Shetrumas HaDeshen. So it's easier to keep yourself up and not to go to sleep the whole night rather than going to sleep and having to get up early in the morning. It's harder to get up for the Trumas HaDeshen. So So that's why for Truma Sadeshin, at the beginning, they didn't think Tumah Nekanim would come. So that's why they didn't make a pious. Even though for the Avorim and Pedorim, for that they did have a pious. Because that was easier to stay up. Now for the Ma'an now, Nukash now. The Tekanto Lahagisa Hevei, is it true that you made a Takona this way? So Rashi says, Kushi, Tuchi Nefnei Takolo, Shiro Nesakon Lepias, is it a swear what you're saying? Because somebody made a Takona. Because somebody pushed one another over. That's why they made this Takona. You have to make a Pius. No, it should be the opposite way around. So Drashi Bolo Hai Gisa Heavy. Bishril Sida Amarocha, Ushne Gizri Aitim, Shatorim Hua Mesadir. Like there's a new reason. The Murray asked the question, what are you saying? Why did the Rabbanan now make a pious by their Truma Sedeshin? Because like the Mishnah says, that's not going to happen. One time they ran up and one person pushed off the other coin. So because of that mitzvah, they made the Takona. Fredrik Mor, it's not true. I have another reason why the Rabbanan should be Mesakan Apias. That's the Lashon HaGemara Rashi learns again. But the Kantalak Yisu, is this the reason why the Rabbanan made the Takona? Because of Mishum Sakona, they pushed off one another. Takantalak Yisevi, this should be the reason why the Rabbanan made the Takona. You should have to have a Pius by the Truma Tadeshin. Because the Tanya, we learned like this. Mishazocha B'Truma Tadeshin. The Koyin that was Zoycha to do the mitzvah of Truma Tadeshin is Zocha B'Sidim Arocha. He also has the right to put the wood on top of the Marocha. U'Vishnei Gizreitzim. To put the wood on top of the Sidim Arocha. So who you see it's a Choshev Avoida then. So since it's a Choshev and Avoida that to do the Truma Tadeshin, you have a right to do a few other things also. So male now a lot of people would come. So that's the reason why you should have to have the Takona. Not only Mishuma Takona. So Drashi. Well, I Gisevi, Bishvil Sidha Hamarocha, Ushne Gizri Eitzin, Shahatoyrim Hua Mesadir. The one that does the Truma Tadeshin, he has the right to Mesadir the Marocha, to make up the small wood on the bottom, and then you have to put on top of that the Shne Gizri Eitzin, two big pieces of wood, a Nama long, Nama by Nama. Since one coin did all these things, yesh kan avodas chashuvos or mekoraboy pius. The chur it's a chashuv thing now. His davim in the word Truma Tadeshin is a small avoda. People don't come. But now that there's a din that you do a few things, so the chur at the beginning for this there should have been a pius because a lot of kanim would come to do this since it's a very chashuv an avoda. So you chur it up to come out like our Mishnah says mishum sakona. That's why they made a pius. The chur they should have made the pius because poshid. A lot of kanim are going to come to do the mitzvah Truma Tadeshin, because even though it's hard to do it, but you're zeichah with a lot of things. You could do the Siddur Marocha, you could do the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim also. Have the Gemara like this. Rav Ashi, Shtei Takonis Hevi. True, there were two different times, two different Takonis. Meikor at the beginning, Sovar Lo Yossi. At the beginning, the Rabbanan thought, no kahanim is going to want to come to do the mitzvah Truma Tadeshin. Like we're saying, it's not such a choshev and avoidom. It's too early in the morning to get up. They won't want to come. So Kivon the Chazit the Kosli, but once the Chum saw no, they were coming. The Yosanamu they Sakono, and the Bekomu they Sakono, Tkino Lefaisa. They made a Pius. Like it says in our Mishnah. Now Kivon is Tkino Lefaisa, since they're Masaka now, you can't stop come and get the Truma Tadeshin. You have to come, make a circle, and we'll choose which one you get it. Abizer Layosui. Now the Kanim stop coming. They figured if we're going to have a pious for this avoidum, it's not worth it to get up so early in the morning. The Chal, the Kanim stopped to come. They didn't want to do the avoid the Truma Tadeshin. They figured it's not worth it. If a Bishlaim, if I know I'll come and I'll do it, so I'll get up early today to do it. But if I know, even when I get there early, I'm going to have to make a circle and I'm going to choose all the Kanim and start counting again all around, it's not worth it for me to come there. That's what the Kanim said. Like, it's too hard to get up and to have to wait there. They said, Lo Yossi Amr, they said, Mi Yema de Misrami Lon, who said that I'll be Zeche to do the Mitzvah Truma Tadeshin? So maybe they stopped coming. His Hodot Kino Lo, Lohu, then the Rabbon had to make a second Takonom, that what? That Ni Shezocha be Truma Tadeshin, any kind that Zeche the Truma Tadeshin, Yitzke be Siddur Marochon. He should be Zeche to do the Siddur, set up the Marochon, to make the fire on top of the Mizbeach. And he was the one, and he's the one to do the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. He can put the two pieces of wood down on top of the Marocha. Today the Kadanim should figure, it's taka worthwhile coming. And even though you have to make a fee, so what? It's worthwhile doing it. That since I'll be zeichin a few things, I'll have the mitzvah, Truma Tadeshin, I'll have the mitzvah of the Siddim Arachon of the Gezirei Eitzim, it's worth it to do it, that's why they came. So that was the two different Akonis. At the beginning, Michlal, not too many people came, so there was no peace. So then they made, then they started to come. So then, because of the Sakona, that they had to have a race, and one pushed off the other one, they made a Sakona to make a peace. Now that they made a peace, not too many Kanim wanted to come, they stopped coming, so that's why they had to make another Sakona, that whoever comes and is Zoicha with the peace, to be Zoicha for the Trumas Hadeshin, he'll get the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim also, with the Marochim. Therefore, Kanim started to come. Right, this Mishnah says it was man shem Rubim. If you have a few of them, so they used to run up the kevish. So ma'amar apapa pshitali arba amis. That's what it says. Whoever got to the first four amis, the arya loy. It doesn't mean the first four amis on the ground before the kevish starts to go up. Because rotsin be erlin be kevish tenan. It says clearly they have to run up the plank. So it doesn't mean the first four amis on the ground before you go up the kevish. No. Kemaisa nami loy, it doesn't mean either the first four amas of it, but rotten v'yerle v'kevish tenanis. Mashmah, they have to run on it. So they just don't say, whoever gets to the first dalad amas, that's not called running. You don't run, like you cannot stop the first dalad amas you got there. Right? The plank was, the kevish was 32 amas long. So you can't say it means whoever got to the first dalad amas, because it says loshon, they have to run up. So mashmah, you have to do some running on the kevish itself. So which dalad amas does it mean? It doesn't mean in between, like the bottom of the kevish and the top of the kevish, someplace in between the dalad amas there, it's not mistaber, it means that either. It doesn't mean that either. Because we don't know which dalad amas you're going to mean. Since we don't know which dalad amas you're going to mean, so it's not mistaber, they meant dalad amas in the middle. So pshitli, I know, understand now for sure that the gab mizbeach tenan. It's zichem meant whoever reaches the top dalad amas of the mizbeach first, he's the one that's going to be zeicher. The top dalad amas of the kevish, he's going to be zeicher. Rashi pshitli the arba the kevish gabe mizbeach tenan. It means the last four amas of the kevish before it touches the mizbeach. Miu homi boli, but I still have a suffix though. Must like this. Of a boy or a puppet. Puppet says, but I still have a suffix, though. Arba Amis, Shomru. That we said, the one that reached the last four Amis of the Kevish, Bahadiyay, the head Bahadiy Amma Yisoid, the Amma Soiviv, does it mean including the Amma of the Yisoid and the Amma of the Soiviv? Which we'll soon see that on the Mizbech itself was like this. The Mizbech itself, on the bottom, there was one Amma Yisoid that came out an Amma. There was the bottom, then it came up an Amma, and it went indentured an Amma in, then it came up. So the bottom part of the Mizbech is called the Yisoid. Like it went up. So there's one Amma indention on the Yisoid. Then when the Mizbech went up by the Soidev also, it also went in an Amma, the Mizbech, and then it went up again. Now the Kevesh, when it went up straight on top, it reached the Mizbech, it passed the bottom Amma of the Mizbech. Like it reached down the top of the Mizbech like this. So on the bottom here, you already have an Amma sticking out of the Yisoid, and an Amma of the Yisoidiv also. So the Kevesh Taka touches the top of the Mizbech, not at the beginning of the Mizbech, where it starts on the floor, but rather two Ammas in, that's where the Kevesh meets the Mizbech. Like on the floor, the Mizbech starts two Ammas out. Now when it comes up, it goes in one Amma Yisoid, it comes up more, goes in one Amma Yisoidiv, and now on top over here, that's where the Kevesh meets it. So the Kevesh overlaps two Amis of the Mizbech itself. So now when I said you have to meet the last Dalar Amis, doesn't mean the last Dalar Amis away from the bottom of the Mizbech, which really means six Amis away from the top of the Kevish, because the top of the Kevish goes two Amis onto the Mizbech. So it meant to say four Amis away from where the Kevish meets the bottom of the Mizbech. Or else no, it means the last four Amis where the Kevish touches the top of the Mizbech. So that was a suffix. His boy Rapapa. Arab Amis, that's what we say, the one that reaches the last four Amis, Shamru. Pahada Yama Yisoid V'Yama Soiviv, it means including the Yama Yisoid and the Yama Soiviv. In other words, Mamish, the last four Amis of the Kevish, of the plank, whoever reaches there first is Zoicha. Oy Dilma, maybe meant to say no. Bar Me Yama Yisoid V'Yama Soiviv, Teiku. He meant to say no, exclude.